Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two Jews, no Rod Carews.
A.k.a. one Sklar is basically becoming the couch.
One Sklar close, one Sklar far.
One Sklar, yeah, city Sklar, country Sklar. Is that another one? Is that a good one right now? I don't think, one last one. It's been an ugh sulk to the time of 2021, but as Doug Culp says, it rhymes with funny, funny, fun. And that is, again, Mike Huddleston, who is a big fan of Doug Culp. And on this show, we support other comedians. Check out his Bandcamp. Check out his special.
That's Doug Culp.
Yes.
Talking about. We are not sure if the world is still intact. We are doing this a week or so before the inauguration, as we mentioned every day, that we
record. Hope that everything's still running and everything is still happening.
We don't know. If you want to time capsule back to a moment where the world still thought there was a little bit of hope in it, watch this.
This is it.
If not, and maybe we got through it. Maybe it was like Y2K and it was a lot of
noise. It was going to be crazy and then we're going to be okay.
Although I think it's worse.
Right. So it is the 25th right now.
Yes,
it's Monday. Correct. I hope you guys had a good weekend. And listen, we're still stuck at home. Let's jump into this story right away.
Yeah. I mean, when you step back and think about how much our worlds have Our own worlds have shrunk. We are confined to our neighborhoods.
Jay and I haven't been on a plane in 10 months, and I can't tell you the last time in the last decade that we have gone even a month without stepping on a plane. A
few weeks.
Yeah.
And we're confined to our neighborhoods in a way that we haven't been in decades. Greenhouse gas emissions are way down.
By record numbers. I have to say that's probably a really good thing.
We're not traveling far, and on so many levels, I think that's good. On other levels, of course, it's
maddening enough. Other ways, if you're someone who likes to get out and travel.
Well, it's forcing us to interact more and I think have more of a closer relationship, or at least have a reckoning with our neighbors.
With your family, definitely, but also your connecting.
More than your neighbors than your family. You're probably seeing your neighbors more than you're seeing dear friends. Like my neighbor up the street, I see him more than I've seen my old friend who moved to Austin.
What's the old saying? You can pick your nose.
You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your neighbors or their noses.
Right. You can't pick your neighbor's nose. That's absolutely. If fence height is something you're arguing about, you stick a finger in their nostril, especially in these times.
Yeah, it's bad. But so I think this should be part of every standard like real estate tour of a house.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out the open floor plan. Now I want you to check out the closed-mindedness of your neighbors.
You know the racist guys who live over here.
Mm-hmm. You know, those racist people whose dogs are going to be barking for days when they drive up to the Sturgis Bike Festival.
And just leave them outside a couple of raw steaks.
Also, they're going to fly the Confederate flag on the 5th of July. So I hope you're cool with that.
And they smoke a lot of cigars.
And they play a lot of bad music.
Loud music that sucks.
Loud, bad music. Okay. Bad music sucks. Loud music is also awful. I think even good music, if it's too loud, coming from another place, sucks.
Yeah.
I just do. If it's not your choice to play loud music, it's going to suck.
And by the way, it's hard for police. You know, police have too much to worry about right
now. It's not like they can come to your house and be like,
you got to turn it down.
They can.
It's
I know these knobs go to 11, but let's not take them to 11.
That's right.
But we got a story about a terrible neighbor who comes up with, I think it's the most epic defense for playing loud music that we've ever heard.
I feel like he had nowhere to go with his defense.
And this is all he could do.
This is all he could come up with.
When Ohio cops questioned him about a neighbor's complaint, this is so great, that he was blasting music at 1:30 a.m. on Saturday.
1:30 a.m. I know it's a Saturday. 1:30 a.m.
That's too late to be rocking out. I'm sorry. I can remember calling cops on a party in my neighborhood several years back because I couldn't hear the TV. It was
tell them what time it was.
It was 9:30.
That's awful.
And the cops laughed at me. I was like, I can't hear bad men. They're like, what's going on over there? I'm like, I think I smell cocaine. Get over there. Nope. So like, I'm doing everything
you
I can.
Smell cocaine?
I don't know.
What does cocaine smell like?
It was
like?
In my nose.
What does cocaine smell like?
So confidence. I lied about it. Cops laughed at me. They told me to deal with. But this jerk off is playing loud music at 1:30 in the morning.
And his name is epic.
Nathan Rock.
He was born to be a rock.
He is ready to rock.
Long live rock.
And those are just a few of the welcome mats he's had custom made for his house, I'm assuming. Right. When he was confronted, Nathan Rock offered a justification of sorts for his rocking out. Rock 40 explained. And Rock, how
are we sure this
Rock?
Isn't Kid Rock? We don't know Kid Rock's first name.
Nathan Kid Rock. Explained, you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly.
According to a police report.
That's in the police report.
That was written in an official police document.
And I'm not sure you can argue with that.
Do you put this in a cold case file forever just so you can keep looking back at it?
Well, now, if he had said, you can't play Third Eyed Blind quietly, well, then he could have been pepper sprayed on the spot.
You're allowed to, you know, whatever.
He could have even probably gotten, like, choked out for saying the band Boston.
He probably could.
The band Boston. Absolutely.
What about Rush? Acceptable.
Yeah, Rush is acceptable. Limp Bizkit, arrestable.
Steely Dan, okay.
Journey, no way.
Yeah.
There's no way you can do Journey on that one.
Dude's 40. This is 40, guys.
So he's seeing, when you hit 40, and we're recording this on our birthday when we turn 49, almost 50.
There you go.
There's a moment when you hit 40 where you're like, wow, I'm really feeling my mortality.
I'm watching life go down the drain.
All he's got is his old 70s rock.
That's his
unspoken argument.
This is the thing he doesn't say out loud. This is all I have.
Well, sorry, that's just not going to fly with your neighbors, Mr. Rock. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it is not. Rock's 6-year-old neighbor told the Erie County Sheriff's Office that he began to play music loudly.
Which is bad. Which is terrible. Understand?
Now, here's where I'm going to throw the kicker on top.
This is where you can go after the guy.
And was singing.
Nope.
Which prompted her to text him with a demand that the music be turned down.
Okay, so she didn't go straight to the police.
Led Zeppelin. She gave him a chance to turn down. Playing Led Zeppelin at 1:30 in the morning is bad.
Singing along with it is way worse.
Just his version of Fool in the Rain, just stop.
That's a jailable offense.
It should be a felony. There's nothing misdemeanor about singing along to Zeppelin.
Jimmy Page should be able to sue you. By the way, you are not Robert Plant. You're never going to be Robert Plant. You are not even Robert Weed.
Right. So Randy and I remember, or you weren't with me. I went to see Jeff Tweedy at Largo with my wife at it was around New Year's a few years back. And Michael, who's the manager at Largo.
Yeah, Michael Griffey.
He gave the best sort of opening speech before a band.
Do his speech right now.
So he came out. It was like, hey, great to be here.
By the way, how stoked is everyone to be at that?
Everyone was so excited because you're seeing Jeff Tweedy in a room with about 250 other people. It's tiny. You know you're going to get up close in a way that you never can at a Wilco concert ever again. Tweedy is in such a good mood and he's so funny and you know he's going to have a good time with these shows because this is a smart music audience. But Michael comes out before even Sarah Silverman, who came out to open for him, and he's like, listen, we're about to start a show. Here's the thing. We know you guys love Wilco. We know you love the music.
I love the music.
I love it. He's like, if you feel like you want to sing along, don't. Shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear your version of Tweedy songs. No one here wants to hear. I think he even said
Jesus, etc.
No one wants to hear your. People didn't come here And he's so right. People didn't pay good money.
He is right because, and people understand that when you come to Largo. So I went to go see Langhorne Slim at Largo when he was, I took Daisy and the guy behind me was singing the entire time and I wanted to turn around.
What do you do?
Because it is, the acoustics are so good in there. I just wanted to be like, dude, I know you're happy. I know you love him, but I paid to see him. I did not pay to hear you.
So did you go out? I would have gone out and said to Flanagan, you got to shut this dude.
I didn't because I didn't want to leave in the middle of the show.
Oh, God, that's so awful.
Damn.
So Rock, who works, let's get back to our story. The guy was playing Led Zeppelin. Rock,
well,
who,
should we take a break and then we'll
Yeah, let's take a break and I'll tell you where he works because
it's the way.
It will make the most sense to you in the world.
It all comes together after we take this quick break. This Clobber Country, the Virus Edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Hopefully the world is still intact. We don't know. We literally don't know. But if it is, we want you to come see our live Dumb People Town on February 27th. That's a Saturday night with Jack Black.
JB and Open Mike Eagle is our musical guest. He did a great album last year. It's going to be an incredible show. Get your tickets now. It is selling. We announced it at the last show on the 16th, and they have been selling. We want you to be a part of this. It's going to be a really fun time. February 27th, 6:30 West Coast time, 9:30 Eastern. Eventbrite.com. Look up Live Dumb People Town.
And you may ask, how do you know they're selling? Because you haven't even done the show on the 16th when
I'm
you're
telling you they're selling.
We know.
Trust
we
me.
Know. We're selling.
Okay. Also, hey, we have a YouTube page. If you look up Scarborough Country, you can see great episodes of Cheap Seats on that thing and episodes of this show. You can see
us tool around, watch stuff. There's stand up on there. There's lots of great stuff.
And then follow us on Facebook. We're Sklar Brothers. Just like our page so we can just get that thing up there and watch the videos on those because we do some sort of commentary on some of our favorite videos that we put out and you can hear that as well. So check all that out and let's jump in the story because when we had taken a break, apparently a guy named Nathan Rock, 40 years old, was singing loudly
to Led Zeppelin at 1:30 in the morning and ruining his neighbor's life.
So
he was stuck at home because of this pandemic.
Where does Rock work?
Rock, who works at a Wendy's.
Shocker.
He's the human manifestation of a square burger.
That's it. You can't fit a square burger into a round bun. I've always said that.
He's a flame-broiled asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He works at Wendy's near his apartment in Huron. I bet he walks. A city 55 miles west of Cleveland. Okay. So we know Cleveland rocks.
Yeah, it does. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But this guy's not in it.
Nope.
Well, Rock apologized. Rock should apologize, like rock and roll
rock
for this
and
guy.
Rock should apologize that
but
this
Nathan
guy.
Rock apologized, explaining that he was trying to practice singing, this is a quote, as he intended on booking studio time in the near future to record an album.
Okay, this is what everyone who says they're in a band.
Your neighbor's 60. You're not trying to sleep with her. Just tell her the truth.
I'm going to book studio time because we're going to lay down an album.
We lay down our album, man. It's going to change the face of rock.
By the way, guys have gotten laid on that phrase since the 1600s. I'm going to lay down an album of just lute stuff, straight instrumental. Going to go to the back of the blacksmith studio. I book some time.
Yep. Look, I'm going to book it when the goats, you know, when it's time to barter some time.
I'm going to give them some goats. Trust me, this is going to happen. Trust me, this is going to happen. It's usually followed by the phrase, she'll be back.
When a sheriff's deputy spoke with Rock at Wendy's. So, like, that's always about. Can we talk to you for a second? Can you get off the fry station for a second so we can have a few words with you? The baked potato bar can handle itself.
That's right.
The aspiring performer copped to the early morning racket and justified his actions by stating, you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of love that excuse, though.
So now that's the excuse. Now, I'm going to argue. No. Yes. Some songs, yes. But you can play. You can play some Zeppelin quietly, like Going to California, Thank You, The Battle of Evermore. These are songs you can play quietly.
Yeah.
You just got to find the right Zeppelin to play at 1:30 a.m. There's Zeppelin to play at 9, and then there's Zeppelin to play at 1:30.
Right. Your 1:30 a.m. Zeppelin should be one that you kind of sing quietly.
You definitely don't sing it full-throated, because like I said, you will not be able to achieve.
You're never going
to
be as good as Robert Plant. No. What I just did just there is probably better than what Nathan Rock did.
Exactly.
While Rock's statement is, I guess, certifiably true. The lawman still warned Rock that he would be charged with disorderly conduct if the police received another noise complaint. Rock stated that he understood.
I imagine that Rock just rambled on back to the fry station.
At this point, if he's not storming a Capitol building with an intent to like zip tie officials' legs together and kidnap them and hang Mike Pence, then I
say
guess
he probably could let him sing
Zeppelin
again. Give
him a warning and let's see how he does.
If you really want to blow his mind, and I mean really blow Nathan Rock's mind.
And that's all I want to do.
That's all I want to do. Because he's probably high when he did this.
He's definitely high when he's working at Wendy's.
Okay? You tell him you're allowed to sing Zeppelin. You can sing it at 1:30 in the morning. You can sing every lyric to the song Cashmere.
Yeah.
Hey, here's
his head may explode.
Here's the other thing. If I'm the cops and I want to have some fun, I dress up one of my plain clothes cops and I send him over and I have him say, "You're an A&R guy."
No.
We got a noise complaint from your neighbor. So we've been monitoring your house, but we've heard your voice.
I'm going to tell you something. Nathan,
you got the goods, bro.
Nathan, you rock.
You got the goods. What's your last name?
Rock.
Album sells itself.
Done.
Let's get into the studio right now. You book the studio. You put the money down and you just start recording. You don't have songs yet?
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Improvise. Just freestyle it, bitch.
Let's get in there and let's lay down some wax. Me and you.
All right, guys, that is a show, and that is how we do it. Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. This is, please wear a mask. Just do this for everybody. Treat everyone with respect and love. Let's try and put this frickin' country back together again, and we will see you tomorrow. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da-da.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.